This is Ozarks at Large. French Hill, CEO of Delta Trust and Bank, contends that federal regulations from the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul are about to overtake small community banks across Arkansas and the nation. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sat down with French Hill last week to discuss this and other banking matters.
So let's talk about what you're seeing in the market out there right now before we get to some aspects of some other things that I want to visit with you about. But last week I sat down with John Allison, obviously a big deal with his Liberty Bank acquisition. He mentioned that loan demand's still soft. I see that in a lot of, you know, banking reports that come out. Right. Well, what's your sense of where things are economically in terms of what you're seeing in the bank's business?
Well, on the demand side, I do think in the 1-4 family and the residential construction business, I think we've seen new life there, both in Northwest Arkansas and in Central Arkansas, both in multifamily apartments as well as in individual single-family homes. You see that in the national statistics. Really one of the bright spots in the second quarter of the national economy has been housing, and that's the same here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, some of that information came out in the Burgundy book recently. I've got a couple of stats on that too. You mentioned the that multifamily and the residential uptick. Commercial rates too, vacancy rates seem to be moving down. That's not a bad sign.
No, it's a good sign, particularly in office. I think retail, in my judgment, still soft. I think there was a lot of retail space built in the mid-2000s. And with the advent of internet sales, I do think, retail space, we see softness, maybe not in occupancy, but in pricing. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of retail strength in pricing.
Dodd-Frank, obviously something that I can't have a banker on the show not talk about Dodd-Frank. Mm-hmm. Still not fully implemented yet, but
Dodd-Frankenstein, I think.
Is that what that's the nickname there? Yeah, yes, yeah. You're right. Tell me how it's hurting your bank specifically. I hear a lot of anecdotal stories, but I'm right. Interested in yours.
Right, sure. Well, number one is increased compliance cost. Banking is a fixed cost business. You keep heaping regulatory mandates on banks, you raise those costs. It's the larger you are, the larger base you have to spread those regulatory costs across. Specifically, though, in the mortgage arena, the non-secondary mortgage market arena, where a bank makes someone a home loan that they're going to keep on their bank's books, that cost is being driven up dramatically. Every commercial loan officer, even if they don't really do single-family home lending, has to be licensed, fingerprinted, gone through a regulatory review process. The appraisal process has been increased, where rural borrowers are really put at a disadvantage, because the standards don't have enough comps for a borrower in suburban Batesville or suburban Hamburg to build a new house and get it financed and comply with all the new rules and mortgage. So mortgage is a key area. And then one of the great fallacies of Dodd-Frank is this $10 billion number. The Consumer Finance Bureau that was created, which is utterly unnecessary, it's duplicative of the existing federal bank agencies, the state's attorney general, the Consumer Bureau in Washington, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. All their mandates will be pushed down to the small banks and be carried out by the existing bank regulators. The deal in Washington was that if you were a bank over $10 billion, you wouldn't have a separate examination by the Consumer Finance Bureau. But they never said you were exempt from the rules of the Consumer mm-hmm. Finance Bureau. So to me, it was an absolute disaster.
That could be corrected. I mean, if there's
could
enough,
be.
If I mean, when you start seeing small yeah. community banks, small town community banks having problems, having more problems, ultimately closing and leaving no options in those communities, yeah. does that not?
Well, but we're talking about years away, and the institutional imperative in Washington is to shove more paper out. The American Bankers Association suggests that 1,000 banks will close due to Dodd-Frank, primarily in small towns where they're the dominant economic player, and some 2.9 million people be put out of work because of the act. You create a separate bureau, independent bureau in Washington. You have a head of it and 1,200 employees spending $2 billion a year. It's hard to get rid of a monster like that.
Last question for you. I brought up last week some FDIC statistics that showed basically bank income's doing better in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So if banks are doing better over the last couple of years, despite all this regulatory burden, What would happen if that regulatory burden wasn't there? Do you think that we would see even more exponential growth, or do you think it would be along the pace of what we're seeing?
No, you'd see accelerated income growth. Don't forget, some of the improvement in bank earnings, dramatic improvement in bank earnings, is a release of loan loss reserves in the big publicly traded banks because their asset quality ratios have improved. So they're setting aside less reserves for bad loans. That's boosted earnings. Secondly, they've been able to cut deposit rates and keep pace with their refinance on the asset side where people want lower loan rates. That train is coming to the station and everyone's going to get off of it on both points. And so I think net earnings growth in the years ahead for someone with not in a growing market is going to be challenging, very challenging.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked to French Hill, CEO of Delta Trust and Bank, last week. Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.